So the choice is pretty simple. This parsha, the first one, the Torah begins actually four and a half parshiot, which deal with the Mishkan, Truma Tetzaveh, the first half of Kitisa, and Vakob Kude. The Ramban in the first one, in Mamash opening passage of Truma, he really gives an overview of the Mishkan and its role and its place in Avodat Hashem. So that's the place to go. Kesher Dibar Hashem Yisrael Panim BePanim Aseret Adibrot. Of course, this is a phrase which he takes from the Torah Parashat Vayetchanan. Panim BePanim Dibar Hashem Achem Bahar Mitoch HaEsh. Generally speaking, I don't think we pointed this out yet, but Ramban loves to quote psukim or integrate snippets of psukim into his Hebrew. In other words, often I don't think there's a hidden agenda here that you should figure out the context over there. And simply his style enjoys weaving psukim and parts of psukim into his his private style. This is a good example. Ketiv Hashem Yisrael panim befanim. Aseret adivrot, v'tzivat v'dei Moshe, k'tzat mitzvot, shem k'mo avot, mitzvotei shel Torah, k'ashen higo avotem agerim, shebim litiyahed, v'yisrael kiblu aleihem, la'asot k'mo sheitzavim, al yado shel Moshe, v'chatim ha-brit al ze, neta hinam heim lo la'am, v'hu lahem le'elokim. Another example of a pasuka. K'ashen idayim ha-metchila, ועתיים שלא תשמעו בקולי ושמעתם ביתי ותן לי סגולה ואמר ותתתי במערכת קולים וגוי קדוש הנה הם קדושים ומי שבהם קדש לא שכנתו ביניהם וכן צבי התחילה דבר משכן שיהיה לו בית בתוכם מקודש לשמו פשוט בהם משה זו בני ישראל. Okay, Javan is doing here a few things. First of all, he's addressing here in terms of the parashiyot, the sequence. In other words, what's the sequence of the Torah after Aseret HaDibrot onto Mishpatim and Truma Tetzaveh? In this regard, we should point out that up to Aseret HaDibrot, it's pretty straightforward, right? It's simply it's a narrative, it's a story, it's a historical story. Presumably, the sequence is as a narrative, simply. Namely, what happened chronologically. So there's one problematic paragraph, Perkut Chet, is it before or after Matan Torah, and Rashi and Ramban argued. Don't forget the Ramban is the Murid Shmaitz, that the Torah is chronologically organized. Kud Ramban, in essence, Yesh Mugdam Muchar Torah. And when Chazal say "Emudah Muhammad Torah," it only means there are exceptions. It's not an ironclad rule. There can't be an exception. But unless we are notified there's an exception, we assume that the Torah is organized chronologically, and therefore, why Bokot after Va'era and Va'era after Shemot and Shemot after Va'yechi is clear. Over here, why Mishpatim comes after Aseret HaDibrot, and why what's going on here now, that already becomes, the story is over. They came to the Midbar, it was Matan Torah. Now simply the Torah is transmitting to us based no longer the narration of an event, but rather it's simply telling us the content of the mitzvah, but Kesher Bach Tomosh Rabbeinu. So why Mishpatim for Truma? Why not Truma for Mishpatim? Why Truma and Mishpatim before Tzav or Kedoshim or Bahar B'chukot? So that really requires more thought. You could ask yourself, this could make a difference or not. Maybe it does make a difference. It's more problematic to say that in Shemot. It's easier to say that maybe in sections of the Torah which are only halachic. You can say, well, has to be some kind of organization. Excuse me. You have to have one for the other key. You can't say all simultaneously. So, if Peah comes before Shavuot Ha'idu, the Shavuot before Peah, one has to be before the other. You've made a claim, but in Shemot and Bamidbar in particular, in which the Torah weaves together both narrative and halachic portions, it's less satisfying to say that. And don't forget, the Mishkan is also an event. So why is Mishpatim over here in between Mamad Har Sinai and Truma? I'm sure Desli, I know it's, but different Truma is part of the, it still retains part of the narrative. Because the narrative will be, and after Mamad Har Sinai, they built the Mishkan. Now, you need for that, of course, the whole plan of the Mishkan. So you need the mitzvos of Mishkan before they build it. But why do you need Shoshan Yechzapara, or Kitetzei Shematzah Kutzim, or the mitzvah of why do you need all that before Truma? That's really a problem. This is the first thing Yishud Ramban is addressing, and he now he makes here an assumption, or which is that something like this. You can, if you want, you could read the. You can essentially read. We have like this. We have Perek Yutet Chaf, which is Mamad Har Sinai, including Seder Divros. So you then have Perek Chaf Aleph, Chaf Gimel, which is mostly Mitzvot. Again, Chaf Gimel is a few other, but broadly speaking, right, it's Mitzvot. With the internal division, Choshen Mishpat, the first half, the second half, not Choshen Mishpat, broadly speaking, or Perek Chav Bet, second Perek Chav Bet, not Choshen Mishpat, afterwards, and Perek Chav Gimel, Mitzvot Dayanim, but broadly speaking, the Choshen Mishpat elements and the other elements. Then you have Chav Dalet, which is Brit HaGanot, and Mamad Har Sinai. Then you have Chav Hei, the Mishkan. Okay, now I can do one or two things now. I can read it with Ramban says, we'll see in a moment, meaning this is the sequence, right? 1, 2, 3, 4. Or you could do it the way many Farshim do, or many it's like this. More modern Farshim do in the same version of Perek Aleph, Perek Bet, right? You can read Perek Bet that's coming after Perek Aleph in the continuum. You could read it, the Perek Aleph and Perek Bet, telling the same story from different perspectives. Well, the men of faith, Rav Breuer, etc., etc. You can do the same thing here as well. This Mamad Har Sinai is being told the Tet Chaf, and then the continuation is Mitzvot, the Chukim, or Mishpatim, put it differently. Then you have again Torah Tet Mamad Har Sinai from a different perspective. In other words, the story is told twice. Once the perspective of Yirah, which is the continuation or the application of that is Mitzvot and Chukim. And so from the perspective of Ahava, and the application of that is the Mishkan. You know, if it's the Shurin Tanakh and not in Ramban, so it can readily be illustrated how this description talks about Yirah, right? The Har Boer Ba'esh, Choshech Hanan Ve'Rafelo, Ve'Charad Kol Hashem B'Machane, right? Charada is fear and trembling in translation to English. And this one, of course, is intimacy, Ve'Chazud Elokei Yisrael, etc. Ramban, though, doesn't interpret like this. He doesn't come and say there's a dual narrative and a dual perspective of Avan Yirah, and much more analogous to
paragraph of Eden Bereshit. So another another momentous or basic narrative has dual perspective. Rather, he sees it as 1, 2, 3, 4. And what's more, in Bereshit also, many Mefarshim see it as 1, 2, 3, 4 and not 1, 2, 1, 2. Like this, Kasher Dibar Hashem Yisrael Panim Mifanim Yitzivah Dedei Moshe Ktzat Mitzvot Sheheim Kmo Avot U'mitzvotei Shod Torah Kshehim Rabotei Magim Shubayim Nityahed V'Yisrael Kibu Alehem Asot Kuma Shitzvot Edo Shem Moshe Chedem Brit Al Kol Zeh Matay Mehem Olam V'u Lehem Leilokim V'atay Mehem Etc. The Ramban is asking himself in a sense, what's the role of Mishpatim inserted between Avodah Zarah and the Mishkan? The assumption here is, and he makes explicit in a few more lines, a few lines down, that the explicit assumption is that the Mishkan really is the continuation or the application of Avodah Zarah. So that makes perfect sense. What's Mishpatim doing in between? So what I was hinting at over here is that Mamad Har Sinai really has a dual continuation. One of them is the obligation to do mitzvot, and the Mishkan is a different idea. The Ramban has it, and this is interesting. But Mishpatim, so he says like this. First of all, but Mishpatim, what matters according to him is not so much the He says like this, Mishpatim are basic principles. Miktsat mitzvot Shehem kmo avot mitzvah shel Torah. These are basic themes, basic ideas. And you know, he sees them as Mishpatim as representing basic mitzvot. And from his point of view, what's important there, he compares it to Gerus. What was by Gerus? You tell the Ger, you give an outline of mitzvot. You tell him, Miktsat mitzvot kalot v'chamurot. The point is not to give the Ger knowledge. The point is to basically, there's a dual need. One is to, it should be an informed decision. The Ger should know what he's getting into. In other words, he should not, he should be blindsided all of a sudden by some mitzvot. He should be aware of what he's getting into. But what's more than that is the Kabbalah. In other words, it's not enough for the Ger to be informed. It's rather he has to be willing to take upon himself to accept the obligation. It's Kabbalat O Mitzvot. And Gerus essentially is, right, Mila Tevilah Kabbalas Mitzvos. The Ger has to accept and consent that he's obligated to do Mitzvot. What the Ramban is saying here is, this is the role of Mishpatim. Because Mamad Har Sinai, and this was Chazal, right? Chazal treats Yetzias Mitzrayim and Mamad Har Sinai as Geirus, because Lakachti Etchem Li La'am. So Lakachti Etchem Li La'am means the way in Bechad Yisrael. It's translated to Geirus by Chazal, and Chazal view Mamad Har Sinai as Geirus. For instance, that the verse of the Christus that that the Ger, the Gimel Dvei Yechsov Tehen Lebrit, Mila Tvila and Atzaz Damim, the precedent is Mamad Har Sinai. Right? The Dam is the Korban that the Ger needs is Brit HaGanot. The Tvila is because it was Tvila prior to Matan Torah. And so Rabban is asking, well, where is Kabbalat Mitzvot? The answer is Mishpatim. And it's Pashat Mishpatim. That's what happens when an ox gores a cow. So it's not just Shemir Sapara per se. It's rather the Kabbalah mitzvahs of Am Yisrael, the system. And that's the crucial part. And Mishpatim appears here because it's part of this process of Geirut and Kabbalat Om Mitzvot. Kashen Yerubatem HaGeirim Shabim Lityahed
Israel kibru alehem. There was Kod Ramban Perek Chaf Dalid, in which Am Yisrael says, וכך ספר הברית, וכך הוא זה, והם הוא כושר דיבר השם נעשה ונשמע, or, if you're speaking before that, no, excuse me, the more important passage is passage Gimel. ויבוא משה לספר לעם את כל דברי השם, ואת כל המשפטים, ואלה המשפטים אשר תשים לפניהם, that's because Baruch told Moshe Rabbeinu, when he was up in, upstairs in Har Sinai, and Moshe Rabbeinu now comes, ויבוא משה ויספר לעם את כל דברי השם ואת כל המשפטים ויען כל העם כל אחד ואם הוא קודם אשר דיבר השם נעשה. This is קבלת מצוות. ויכתוב משה את כל דברי השם ושכם בבוקר ומזבח. So first they were, he came and told them over Parshas Mishpatim, and he got their consent to the idea of Naseh. And then he goes, makes the Mizbeach, and he goes to the next stage in the process, which is the stage of the Brit, etc.
Yisrael kibbalnei ma'asot kama shitzvim ayodo shem Moshe. V'chatim em Brit al zeh. Me'ata, as a result of the Kabbalat Mitzvot and the Brit that they accepted, me'ata, Heim lo le'am v'lem le'elokim. Kasher na'amim b'tchila. Now he goes back to Pasuk in Perek Yutet. V'tayim sh'man t'shman b'kol li'l, sh'atam et b'riti, v'tayim izgom b'kol ha'amim, ki li kol ha'aretz, t'atim l'machat k'olim v'goy kadosh. So where it says there, sh'mot t'shman b'kol li'l, sh'matam et b'riti, which b'rit? It says, Ramban, b'rit ha'aganot. It's the b'rit of Perek of Dalet. If I remember, he says that over there also in Perek Yutet. And so therefore, t'atim l'machat k'olim v'goy kadosh. So now, essentially, Mamad Har Sinai is over at this stage. The Brit HaGanot is the final step in Mamad Har Sinai, because before Mamad Har Sinai, they were told, Yishmot Yishmot Kulu Shmatem Et Briti. And now the conclusion is that he did the Brit. He named Kedoshim. So now, as a result of the Brit, they acquired Kedusha. But differently, the conclusion of Bechirat Yisrael, of Lakachem Liva'am, and Tentu Zgulam Mikolamim, Tentu Machat Kolim Vigoy Kadosh, that made them more Kadosh. It elevated them and brought them closer to the Kadosh Baruch Hu. So now it's time to establish the Mishkan. He named Kadoshim, Uim Sheyeh Ben Mikdash, Lashrot Shechina To Beinehem. ולכן ציווה תחילה על דבר המשכן שיהיה לו בית בתוכה מקודש לשמו. So now, after the conclusion of משפטים, which concludes מעמד הר סיני, you now go and establish the משכן, and therefore the immediate, the first mitzvah really, basically the first mitzvah found in the footsteps of מעמד הר סיני is the משכן. And by the way, and seeing a continuation between these two is basically the Mishnah at the end of Masechet Ta'anit. Biyom Chatunato, Biyom Sivchat Libo, Biyom Chatunato, Zeh Mamad Har Sinai, Biyom Sivchat Libo, Zeh Chanukat HaMishkan. Right, that the way it puts it, like, it's kilu, the wedding is the big public event, the glamorous public event is Mamad Har Sinai. And later on, it is then transferred and established in a much more intimate setting. Same way, when the wedding's over, the couple goes home to a small apartment and they set up their household in an intimate, small setting, and not they don't invite 500 guests every evening afterwards. So too, Mamad Har Sinai's big event. All the goyim were invited. Right? It was a cosmic event to which all the nations were invited. And then Am Yisrael goes and has a small, intimate setting with in the Mishkan.
לכן ציווה תחילת דבר המשכן מעל אף פעמד על סיני שלו בית בתוכה מקודש לשמו. עכשיו מדבר עם משה, it's a permanent ongoing presence. עכשיו מדבר עם משה ויצא בני ישראל, והנה עיקר החפץ הוא במשכן מקום מלוכת השכינה שהוא ארון, כמו שאמר ונועדתי לחשד מאתכם על הכפורת על כן. Okay, let's get back to the moment. I'll skip this for a second. I skip it to 5-6 lines. Besod Mishkan, sheyeh kavod asher shachan al har Sinai, shochein alav bin nistar. Kosh nemar shemeshkev veishkon kavod asher har Sinai, v'chatuv hena Hashem ked kavod avad godlo. Besod Mishkan, kavod Hashem malet haMishkan. Hiskim Mishkan shnei pim kavod Hashem malet haMishkan ked kavod avad godlo. והיה במשכן תמיד עם ישראל הכבוד שאין להם בהר סיני. ובבוא משה היה לו בדיבור שנדבר לו בהר סיני, וכמו שמע במתן תורה, כי משם יש מחד כל יסרק על עצר אחד אישו הגדולה, כך משם כתיב הישמע את הכל מדבר מעל הכפורים, משה כנוש וידבר אליו, ונכפה לו וידבר אליו, וגימה שמו בקבל, שכל בא משמיים אל משה מעל הכפורת, אוקיי, בסדר. The Ramban's basic point here is, as I said before, that Mamad Har Sinai, or the Mishkan really, is continues, and if you want, it continues and establishes Mamad Har Sinai as a permanent ongoing presence, only Benistar. And this is the same as I said before, in other words, if you think about the wedding, so they celebrate their becoming one, Ve'il Basar Echad. But of course, it's, in other words, the ongoing reality continues later on. It's you continue the same reality of marriage on an ongoing basis. And this becomes, this some kind of permanent expression. It becomes the expression of Mamad Har Sinai is later on the Mishkan. When your man's phrase, so the Mishkan she kavod. Okay, now the example I gave before, it's relatively straightforward, right? The couple goes home, they're the same people, etc. But by their Sinai, the Mashal and the Nimshal here are not quite the same. Because what Ramban is trying to deal with is maybe because Baruch Hu revealed himself Mamad Har Sinai in ways that he doesn't do afterwards. Maybe Mamad Har Sinai was unique. There was a special. What's Kavod mean? Right? Kavod means their glory, but it means, right, some expression of Shekhinah which is normally not seen in reality. Many Rishonim will talk about it from the metaphysical issues, that the Kavod is actually what was created. Like, Baruch Hu created his key with some kind of, like, he creates some kind of physical expression to express his glory. Think for a moment about Milhavdin, some kind of float at a parade or whatever. In other words, or you some kind of facade or storefront which you design to express something in a particular moment. So the kavod, and maybe talking about the kavod being nivra, because Kadosh Baruch Hu is not, he's pure form, he's not physical. So what do we see? How do you see the kavod? He creates ke'ilu, this kind of artistic visual expression for purposes of revelation. Now this may have been Har Sinai done afterwards. In other words, it may have been a one-time thing. If you want the extent, since the revelation was much greater than Har Sinai, it may not necessarily be continued. It may have been a level of Shekhinah and revelation which won't continue. I think in theory, if we were to assume that at a wedding there's openness or self-expression which is much greater than later on, we'd say the same thing. Maybe the wedding facilitates and allows you to express yourself in ways that you can't do later on when you're just when you're living alone with them. Now, of course, we don't think like that because we believe that deep down what really matters is the intimacy and the love. But if you have something, you can have the Shehav Amina, and regarding the Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Ramban has the Shehav Amina. I would also add, if we do talk about Yira and in the Ahava, you could certainly think, and Mamad Hashem expects some kind of great glory because of the Yirah, because Rahu wants to impress his glory upon the world. But later on, the Ahava is something totally different. And who says, that the great glory of Mamad Sinai, we want to continue, maybe we want to switch from Yirah to Ahava. So that's why it's not so self-evident that the idea of kolam kulo chal mipanech or bread b'shit chadumi mecha b'gol tchamak al har Sinai, it's not that clear that the Mishkan will want to continue or is able to continue that kind of revelation. So the Ramban says yes. In other words, the Ramban, I think the Ramban is not emphasizing the whole idea of Yiran Charadam al har Sinai. That's not such a scary event in the way he seems to be presenting it. But anyway, Ramban says that the idea, that basically I said before, it's like a wedding, and you're able to take the same love that you express maybe outwardly at the wedding, and to then channel it inwards, and to what he calls your kavod nistar, and you channel it inwards, and of course it's... any married couple will tell you that the relationship only improves over time, and things only get better, and in a sense, the long-term relationship is much more important than the one-time event. Special events may be peaks in life, but to really make progress and to do things properly, you don't want peaks. You want an ongoing... you travel a step at a time on an ongoing basis, you're doing much better than climbing a peak and then being and then returning and staying the same at the base of the mountains. Rather, moving forward a step at a time, which makes things permanent and which really gives you the distance and the. So this is the idea here that Mamad Har Sinai is continued and channeled into the Mishkan. If I remember later on, like he'll describe Machane Yisrael de Midbar. Therefore, in the Midbar, when you describe the Misavim Mishkan Ol Moed Yachanu, you can take that as a model from Mamad Har Sinai. What happens now, you can take these to the Mishkan and then, Balu Lamed and Salamed. Certain ideas and concepts that you can identify Mamad Har Sinai, you can apply to the Mishkan and vice versa. The Mishkan can be a mirror to understand also Mamad Har Sinai to a certain degree. Of course, the Mishkan Kavod Hashem al Har Sinai. So now he's trying to illustrate this in the Psuki. This is his claim. Like this, but it says Mishkan Kavod Hashem al Har Sinai. Uchtiv Hen Hashem Akein Et Kavodo VeEd Godlo. So Mamad Har Sinai is described as revealing Kvodo and Godlo, his glory and his greatness. The Ramban looks in the Mishkan for similar psukim. Ken ketu b'mishkan uchvod Hashem leta mishkan. We see mishkan, it says twice, Kvod Hashem leta mishkan. If you look at the psukim at the end of Perek Mem, the man says why. One is kineged Kvodo and one is kineged Godlo. Only Godlo here is because it's Baseiter, Godlo has been transformed into Kvodo again. But the Kvod in the Mishkan, Mamad Sinai is Kvodo with Godlo because it's a momentous grand event. The Mishkan becomes Kvodo, but it's this duality of Kvodo with Godlo really continues to be expressed over there. We have a Mishkan in Israel, Kvod, Shelem Bar Sinai. The same principle of Kvod of Har Sinai accompanied them throughout. Ubevo Moshe Aya Ilava Dibur, Shin Brother Bar Sinai. It was the form of revelation to Moshe Rabbeinu. And the Dibur, the Ramban views as being similar. It wasn't that Mamad Har Sinai was some kind of unique form or whatever. It's rather Moshe Rabbeinu continued to tap into the same form of Dibur later on. And then once we tried to bring Psukim for this. Kabbalah, שכל בא מן השמיים אל משה מעל הכפרת משם מדבר עמו, כי כל דיבור משה מן השמיים ביום ונשמע מבין הקרובים כי יפה דבר שמיים לתוך האש וכי שניהם זהב. אוקיי, his point is as follows. Kiel, he describes this mechanism which מן השמיים משמיעך את דברו, מן השמיים משמיעך את קולו ליסרקה, אבל הארץ יחד אישוע גדולה ודבר שמעת מתוך האש. It's kind of relay system. In other words, Kadosh Baruch Hu's dibur is relayed from the heavens down to some station on earth. Dvav shamata mitoch ha'esh. There is some kind of physical manifestation, or there's some kind of manifestation through which the call is revealed to Bnei Yisrael, to Moshe Rabbeinu. So there too he says, Vashem the call midaber elav, the call comes from above, somehow dwells amongst the kruvim, and then mibein shnei kruvim. He says the Eish and the kruvim serve the same purpose. By the way, this is an interesting thing. Eish is very non-physical. Right? There's nothing hard about Eish. You can't touch it. It's very ethereal and almost non-matter. Of course, in the kruvim, the interesting point about the kruvim, it's not midaber mibein ha-kruvim. Right? The kruvim have this arc over. Essentially, the kruvim. I think the symbols in the kruvim is to watch the greeting. I wish somebody should wrote me in a very nice paper about this idea that the kruvim are gone. This is empty space, right? But the bang start kruvim. The call is coming, the revelation, not coming from the kruv, it's coming from the space created by the kruvim. So in a sense you have the space, it's like Vashem Mitoch HaEish, it's the Bein HaKruvim, which is a similar function here. It creates a kind of space and locates, it locates space, but it's... Okay, Shneim Zahav. Okay, this is Rambam Kubal. Zahav in Zahav is Midat Adin. It's Eish. He has this in many places, including Egel, if I remember. Chimar Katu Vashay Veidlechem Sham Al Deber Eilecha Sham VeIgdash BiChvodi Ki Sham Ye Beit Moed. Beit Moed means designated. Bible which is designated. VeDibor VeNikdash BiChvodi. ומסתכל יפה בכתובים הנאים במתן תורה ומבין מה שכתבנו בהם, יבין סוד המשכן ובית המקדש. Which is that the revelation of Har Sinai continues. And in essence, I think what Rambam is trying to focus here is, if I understand correctly, that the sod of the Mishkan is, okay, not only the fact that it continues the... Mamad Har Sinai, but Bichlal, the sort of the Mishkan is such as Kadosh Baruch Hu reveals himself to us, because you don't necessarily have to view it like that. You can view the Mishkan as a place in which we come to approach Him. We come to be Korbanot. We come to address Him. Right? Think for a moment about a shul. I think our first association of a shul is not a place in which we meet the Kadosh Baruch Hu's kedusha. No, it's not a place where we meet kedusha. Kadosh Baruch Hu reveals himself to us. It's the place we go to in order to talk to Him. In other words, if I want to send my messages upstairs, I go to the shul, and there I have a place in which, from where I can address Kadosh Baruch Hu, He'll listen to me. The Bible is saying is the Mishkan, to a large degree, is to enable Him to talk to us, or to reveal Himself, or to that we can somehow feel His expression, not that we can express ourselves kapishmaya. ויחד בלי מה שאמר שלא בחוכמתו בתפילתו בית המקדש השם אלוקי ישראל כמו שמעבר סתם יראו את אלוקי ישראל זה לפרש השם עניין שמה זה שם למעלה second Yeah, okay. And it was, the Ramban's point here is, as I said a moment ago, the basic role of the Mishkan is to, it looks like this. Hashmaim kisi v'haaretz hadom raglai. Hadom raglai is to a certain degree is Beit HaMikdash. It's a place, the Ramban views the Mikdash, it's a place for Shechina to dwell in, and it's a place for Kadosh Baruch Hu to come down and be able to reveal himself there. Was it not so much for the Korbanot? And this is the basic point. It's, to take the Rama for a moment. Mitzad Aseh livnot Beit Hashem muchan liyot makrivim bo korbanot. That's where Echos Beis HaBechir began. That the idea is that you have a place in which you can bring korbanot. V'chogigim elav shosh paim b'shana. And you're supposed to go aliyah l'regel. The Rambam focused to a large degree the Mikdash, not Shomat Hashem Gavoa. It's more Tzorech Hediyot. It's Tzorech Hediyot to have a place to worship. The Ramban talks much, is not talking so much about a place of worship, but rather a place in a place of revelation. Now he associates this with, and here he gets much more into his framework of reference. With different Shemot Hashem, with the Kruvim as the vehicle for this. Let's take a few moments here to continue. כמו שם בר סיני והיו את אלוקי ישראל ועושי שם לפרש השם עניין שמה זה שם למעלה כי אלוקי ישראל יושב הקרובים ופרד אלוקי ישראל I think his point here is אלוקי ישראל I mean it's Kadosh Baruch Hu in reference to human beings or human beings or Am Yisrael in other words his and the Mikdash essentially is a place which Kadosh Baruch Hu comes down to meet Am Yisrael. I said before, it's not so much to allow Am Yisrael to address him, it's rather he's coming down to meet Am Yisrael and to rendezvous with Am Yisrael. So that's why he emphasizes here the Elokei Yisrael. I think, once more, I hope I'm not reading my dissent to him, and it's like this. At least it's vague enough that we can hope that this is faithful to his intention. And the point is that Elokei Yisrael, this is the idea of Yom Chatuna Tov, Yom Simchat Libo, that the Mishkan is a place for Amishan Kodesh Baruch Hu to meet as quote unquote Dodin Raya, Chatan Kalam. So Elokei Yisrael means it's Elokim in Revit Am Yisrael. It's not a transcendental, glorious God, it's rather Kodesh Baruch Hu as with a relationship, call it parent child if you want, but it's a relationship with Am Yisrael. And Mamad Har Sinai says the same thing. They were to okay Israel because Baruch Hu was open to Israel. He's and if it's a single pasuk which talks about which expresses that idea of chatuna regarding Matan Torah, it's that pasuk. They were to okay Israel, right? That they were to see the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, we don't know what it means. It's a metaphor, etc. Kaviyachol. And so on and so forth, but at the end of the day, it means rather than hiding himself and concealing himself, there's exposure rather than concealment. So I'm not going to say I can't explain what the exposure means, but it means it's a movement of exposure, ri'ya, and not concealment, which of course is exactly what happens always. Chatuna also essentially is a movement of exposure. So this is exactly the idea of very little case, because Baruch Hu's going to. He's accepting of Am Yisrael and a certain partnership in which there's a belonging of each other. But of course, we're saying, okay, so we'll see Shalom Faresh Hashem. Right, the Pasuk of Shlomo Melech, Shem Elokei Yisrael, he added also the Shem Hashem, Yud Kei Vav Kei. The Yantra Maznu Lemala, Ki Elokei Yisrael Yisheva Kruvi, of course, we're Kvod Elokei Yisrael, Lehem Mi Lemala. This is a pasuk from the Merkava, of course. Who achasher hoyti tach lokei Yisrael ben har kvar va'ida ki kruvim hem. From our David, who David the Merkava kruvim zahav u'pasim sukim alon b'it Hashem. כן הזכיר תמיד המקדש לשם השם לשמך כן לכל פעם ופעם אתה תשמע השמיים מידת הרחמים וכתיב דבר השם דרך עיר שבחד ובבית שבניתי לשמך ושמעת השמיים ובביאור אמר כי אמנם יש אלוקים את האדם הארץ הנה השם 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 יוכל כלוך וכתיב על אהרון להעלו שם את אהרון הכי שנקרא שם 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 השם צפקות ישראל קוראים עליו. His basic point is the two words he concludes, Yosheva Kruvim. Then in some form or another, the idea of Amad Har Sinai is because Rahu is descending into the world, entering the world, engaging it. That's the idea of Elokei Israel, that he's in the world. He's committed to Am Yisrael, he's engaged to Am Yisrael. I would say almost Kavichol belongs to Am Yisrael, or is at least attached and connected. And if you want a king, right, or a political leader, so the one he's above everybody, but on the other hand, he's also he creates an expectation and obligation, because when you take responsibility for a nation, so it also creates a relationship, a responsibility, an obligation, because Baruch Hu is Elokei Yisrael, so basically he enters the world almost to fulfill his role as Elokei Yisrael. Now, the Ramah talks about the Merkava. He feels in the Merkava, I'm not going to say anything about Masa Merkava, of course, but in essence, the idea of the Merkava is to it's to enable Shekhinah to express itself in Olam Hazeh. Right? Merkav means something that you ride upon, that you're sitting upon. The Merkava means it's a base in the sense of the base of a structure. It somehow allows the Kadosh Baruch Hu to reveal and to have some kind of look, to base himself in the world. The Ramban view, now the Ramban draws a connection, he does also later on in the later Pasuk, between the Kruvim and the Merkava. The Kruvim serve the same purpose, right? Yechezkel has his vision, and then you go to the Pasuk over here. You quote Elokei Yisrael, Hem Milamal, Yechezkel, Sherit, Tachat Elokei Yisrael, Behar Kvar, Va'eda, Ki Kruvim Heima. He's connecting here between the Kruvim and the Merkava. There's the Kruvim are the physical location almost of the Merkava. And the whole symbols that Chesel talks about and the like is manifested in plastic form through the Kruvim. Once more, beyond that, I can't say anything, but he views the Kruvim as being, so to speak, this base or this vehicle, and the Merkavan vehicle, there's an essential connection there, and the Merkava is the vehicle through which the Shekhinah enters the world or can somehow come down and connect Am Yisrael. And therefore, the whole idea of Mamad Har Sinai is Vayered Hashem Al Har Sinai. And here too, the idea of the Mishkan is Asher Yivaed L'chashama, right? And to speak, the Kadosh Baruch Hu will come down, enter the world through the Mikdash and the Mishkan. This is more or less the system that he, or the basic idea, once more, without understanding every detail or every illusion, but this is in a sense what he's trying to convey to us. And that the Mishkan is the place in which the Shekhinah dwells in the world. Now he says it, he means it, I know exactly what he means by Shekhinah dwells, but he means it's some kind of divine presence which is felt over there. He doesn't mean only, he means it's some kind of divine presence which is really there. And that's because of Pesukim from Shmuel HaMelech that Vipulecha derech ha'ir, because Kadosh Baruch Hu was there. In other words, it's significant. Why is Tefillah derech ha'ir and derech ha'mikdash? Because this is Kadosh Baruch Hu's address in the world is one Harabait. He's there, and that's what you approach and you address him through Harabait, and that's his office, so to speak, by Olam Hazeh. And can't skip the Bamigdash, Hashem Hashem, Lishmecha. Okay, now this ties into the other point. We have time, so I'll say this briefly. As a result of there's a question in front. You can have a chakir if you want in Masechet Zvachim as well. What's the Ikar Mishkan? The Ramban is quite clear that the Ikar Mishkan is the Aron. You can posit various answers. You could say there's no Ikar. The Ikar is the structure. In other words, the Ikar is the fact. Don't forget the structure creates Kedusha. There's Kedusha Mechitzas. What is the essence of the Beis HaMikdash? The Beis HaMikdash is the essence of the Beis HaMikdash. The Ramban locates it, he pinpoints the essence of the Mikdash in the Aron. Another possible option is the Mizbeach. Not so much the